once was a mighty king, a king named Darius, a proud man who wanted his subjects to honor him. So he set up some men to take care of his kingdom, and Daniel, so pure of heart, was put in charge of them. Now the men below Daniel, they all became jealous, but could find no mistake to trip him up. So they made up a rule, all must bow to the king, and the king signed this law, although it was corrupt.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Proverbs. Train children in the right way, and when old, they will not stray. Daniel. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps stationed throughout the whole kingdom, and over them 3 presidents, including Daniel. Daniel distinguished himself above all the other presidents and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. So the presidents and the satraps tried to find grounds for complaint against Daniel in connection with the kingdom, but they could find no grounds for complaint or any corruption because he was faithful and no negligence or corruption would be found in him. The men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." So the presidents and satraps conspired and came to the king and said unto him, "O King Darius, live forever. The king should establish an ordinance and enforce an interdict that whoever prays to anyone, divine or human, for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions." Although Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he continued to go to his house, which had windows in the upper room open toward Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees 3 times a day to pray to his God and praise him just as he had done previously. The conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God. Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." Then at break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living king, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they could not hurt me. Because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king, I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Psalms. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. And from Science and Health, moral courage is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the king of the mental realm. Free and fearless, it roams in the forest. Undisturbed, it lies in the open field or rests in green pastures beside the still waters. Understanding the control which love held over all, Daniel felt safe in the lion's den, and Paul proved the viper to be harmless. All of God's creatures, moving in the harmony of science, are harmless, useful, and indestructible. A realization of this grand verity was a source of strength to the ancient worthies. It supports Christian healing and enables the possessor to emulate the example of Jesus. And God saw that it was good. Psalms. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I shall proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. Your power and your righteousness, O God, reach the high heavens. Matthew. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded them and made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." Malachi. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Isaiah. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream into it. Matthew. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Science and Health. God is not separate from the wisdom he bestows. The talents he gives, we must improve. If we would heal by the Spirit, we must not hide the talent of spiritual healing under the napkin of its form, nor bury the morale of Christian Science in the grave clothes of its letter. The tender word and Christian encouragement of an invalid, pitiful patience with his fears and the removal of them, are better than hecatombs of gushing theories, stereotype borrowed speeches, and the doling of arguments, which are but so many parodies on legitimate Christian Science, aflame with divine love. Through the wholesome chastisements of love, we are helped onward in the march towards righteousness, peace, and purity, which are the landmarks of science. Beholding the infinite tasks of truth, we pause, wait on God, then we push onward until boundless thought walks enraptured and conception unconfined is winged to reach the divine glory. In order to apprehend more, we must put into practice what we already know. We must recollect that truth is demonstrable when understood, and that good is not understood until demonstrated. If faithful over a few things, we shall be made rulers over many, but the one unused talent decays and is lost. The term science, properly understood, refers only to the laws of God and to the government of the universe, inclusive of man. From this it follows that businessmen and cultured scholars have found that Christian Science enhances their endurance and mental powers, enlarges their perception of character, gives them acuteness and an ability to exceed their ordinary capacity. The human mind, imbued with this spiritual understanding, becomes more elastic, is capable of greater endurance, escapes somewhat from itself, and requires less repose. A knowledge of the science of being develops the latent abilities and possibilities of man. It extends the atmosphere of thought, giving mortals access to broader and higher realms. It raises the thinker into his native air of insight and perspicacity. The entire education of children should be such as to form habits of obedience to the moral and spiritual law with which the child can meet and master the belief in so-called physical laws, a belief which breeds disease. Children should be allowed to remain children in knowledge and should become men and women only through growth in the understanding of man's higher nature. The Bible. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Science and health. Final deliverance from error, whereby we rejoice in immortality, boundless freedom, and sinless sense is not reached through paths of flowers, nor by pinning one's faith without works to another's vicarious effort. God expresses in man the infinite idea, forever developing itself, broadening and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. Man is tributary to God, spirit, and to nothing else. God's being is infinity, freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This discovery leads to more light. Since the author's discovery of the might of truth in the treatment of disease as well as of sin, her system has been fully tested and has not been found wanting. But to reach the heights of Christian Science, man must live in obedience to its divine principle. To develop the full might of this science, the discords of corporeal sense must yield to the harmony of spiritual sense, even as the science of music corrects false tones and gives sweet concord to sound. Mind, joyous in strength, dwells in the realm of mind. Mind's infinite ideas run and disport themselves. In humility, they climb the heights of holiness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love, forever.